With Devo back in the spotlight thanks to Netflix's new documentary, there's no better time to revisit the album that cemented their reputation as pop's strangest prophet. Freedom of Choice, released in 1980, the album captures Devo at the crossroads of punk's collapse, disco's domination, and the looming dawn of MTV, a cultural moment they seemed uniquely engineered to soundtrack. From the opening blast of Girl You Want, it's clear Devo had sharpened their sound into something sleeker, shinier, and more aerodynamic. The jagged guitars of Q, Are We Not Men, give way to tightly wound synth hooks, robotic rhythms, and melodies that warn into your brain like subliminal advertising. And then, of course, comes that song, Whip It. What was once dismissed as a novelty single now plays like an accidental thesis statement, absurdist humor wrapped in a beat so tight that it could run forever on a conveyor belt. But the deeper you go, the more the album reveals its dystopian core. Gates of Steel is a rally cry against conformity disguised as a new wave dance anthem. And then the title track, Freedom of Choice, warns of consumerism, false promises with the kind of eerie foresight that feels even sharper today. Too many options can be its own form of control, and while their delivery is always deadpan, the satire cuts deep. The line between parody and prophecy was Devo's playground, and Freedom of Choice proves that they were masters of both. What makes the album so endearing isn't just its kitsch value or its role of launching Devo into the mainstream. It's that beneath the yellow jumpsuits, the energy domes, and the absurdist posturing lies a band that genuinely understood how technology, culture, and human behavior were mutated. They weren't just making quirky synth-punk music. They were holding up a funhouse mirror to society, and scarily enough, the reflection looks more accurate now than it did in the 1980s. And one thing to add is that this documentary really, really shows that Devo was way ahead of their time. They were just, again, they were prophets in this type of stuff, and they really, you know, talk about that in the documentary. Devo has always been a band people either get or they don't. But if the new documentary sparks curiosity, Freedom of Choice is the perfect entry point. It's the moment where Devo turned their cracked philosophy of de-evolution into pop music so sharp that it could make you dance and think at the same time. And really, how many bands can claim that, right? So in conclusion, Freedom of Choice isn't just an album, it's a manifesto disguised as a party. 40 plus years later, the joke's still funny, the grooves are still irresistible, and the warning signs are still flashing red. So check out this album, and again, don't forget to check out the documentary on Netflix out right now. It's pretty amazing.